Up right now from the Pepsi of Central Virginia studios, it's Live and Local on 92.3 WXRKLP Charlottesville, the show where area musicians come to talk and play, supported by listeners like you and Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville and at crutchfield.com. Now, here's your host, Eric Law.
Charlottesville and local music lovers everywhere, thank you for tuning in for another episode of Live and Local. I'm hanging out in the studio tonight with Max of 5-1. Max, thanks for coming on out and catching up with us.
Thanks for having me. That intro makes me very nervous, but thanks for having me anyway.
Nervous is just excitement that you didn't know you were ready for.
You're right.
You'll get there. But yeah, you'd been on the show previously with Taylor when he was hosting, which was quite a while ago. So there was that whole pandemic thing in between then and now, and the world shut down and a lot's changed. So between the last time you were in and this time coming in, you know, what are some milestones that you think you'd want to discuss with the audience, or any new music you've been working on?
Milestones. I've been writing. I've been recording. I quit this and I went and joined a couple bands, played drums for a band, quit that. I'm in a cover band now as well, and I'm about to quit that as well. So I'm ending up in the exact same place I started since the last time I saw y'all here.
Well, it's a little bit of a journey, you know. It's not a straight line to a destination, so...
That's a good mindset to have.
Doing a couple different things. That's always good. With the cover band that you're playing with, just out of curiosity, who are you playing with?
It's called Mad Max. Max with two X's. Mad Max and the Groove Train. We're an 80s cover band. It's just, you know, I'm getting my legs back. I was a drummer for like 2 years, and I'm getting my legs back under me, trying to, you know, get my dancing back, get my singing back, whole guitar, playing guitar and singing.
Hey, yeah. Guitar, six strings. Got to have that dexterity. Got to have that.
No, I just like to look like a fool on stage, you know? That's what I'm about.
Well, you can always go the route where you just smash the guitar at the end, you know, go with the performance art if necessary.
All right. Yeah, maybe today.
We'll hold off on that in the studio if you can, though. try to avoid any cleanup if we can. But if it comes down to it, you know, so be it. Too bad it's radio, not television, though. Well, we've got you in the studio. You've been working on getting your chops back for dancing. Maybe a little bit of guitar. Is there a song you might want to play for us while we've got everything set up tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I won't be dancing. That's unfortunate for the listeners. I think we can go, is it Sunlit Weather?
Hey, I'm always down for some Sunlit Weather.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Check it out. It's Max of 5-1 with Sunlit Weather on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
I felt alive. I felt myself. Yes, well, I wasn't that. I mean, it this time. Don't ask yourself why. Twice I won't drink my, I'll burn just to prove to you to stay in a little longer. But I can feel you moving farther. So tell me I'm holding on to lose. Tell me I wanna see more than just the afternoons. And I'm lay here falling. So don't say I don't, you know I do. And underneath I held my breath, deep beneath your songs and bottom broken chairs. So bring me. No valley decides between two minds. We buried the flower, the shields on both sides. I don't know what gets us further away from home. It's been a time so lost together, but I can feel the sunlit weather. So tell me I'm holding on to.
man, you have got a voice. You have got a voice.
Don't be lying now. Come on. Man, no. I appreciate it, bro.
Well, I think the audience would definitely agree. If you're just tuning in, that's Max of 5-1 with Sunlit Weather here live in the Rock Kids studio. Really appreciate you breaking out some acoustic tunes for us. I know that some of the recordings that we have in rotation that we'll get into a little later, break out some catalog tracks later in the show. Definitely have a different sound compared to what you're doing on the acoustic, a little bit more layering to it. And out of curiosity for the catalog tracks that we'll get into later, you play with a band in a studio for those recordings or primarily do everything yourself? Generally, how are you doing production?
That one, that was a COVID song, however long ago that was, but that's doing it with, I'm going to do it through Logic. For that one, most of the stuff I do in a studio in Richmond, the bakery, phenomenal studio. And I'd go and usually try to do like live drums and stuff like that. But yeah, that one's all like gnarly Get Good drums and stock synth sounds and for the actual recording. But I was inspired by some like Phil Collins-y, like didn't sound like it on the acoustic at all. But if you listen to the track, yeah, it's pretty gnarly.
Well, definitely going to be a bit of a different sound between what you're playing live in the studio and what you're able to throw a little bit of production into. Is there another stripped down one that you might be able to break out while we've got you here?
Oh, so this next one is Weary.
All right, let's give it a listen. It's Max of 5-1 with Weary here in the Rock Kids studio on Live and Local.
Take me home, I'm lost in my ways. Take away the orphan smoke. Everything's so black and gray. Feeling numb, but it's not clear. Is God following close? Raise my hands up to the sky. Is the poke in it, the back of my throat, but I send me on fire.
That's Max of 5-1 with Weary, another stripped-down version while we've got him here in the studio. Really digging the acoustic tunes, nice little change of pace. again, dude, you got a great singing voice. You can be as modest as you want, but I know the listeners are going to agree on that one. Out of curiosity, what are some of your influences for vocals?
For vocals, well, nowadays I've been listening to a lot of like country, like Chris Stapleton and stuff like that. Don't sound anything like him, but I enjoy the technique or whatever he's using. That, who else? I try to be Perry Farrell of Jane's Addiction, but that doesn't work. So,
all kind of two different ends of the spectrum
completely different.
It's good to be able to take some influence from different areas and try and do what you can with it.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm trying to, I guess if you listen to Avenged Sevenfold, their new album, freaking awesome. But then I go all the way to, like, One Direction was a huge influence on me back in when I was, like, 18, 19. I know. The younger days. Yeah. I still listen to them here and then, you know, here and again.
You got to appreciate where you came from.
Yeah.
Well, before we get into a short little break, is there another one that we might be able to get you to play for us in the audience?
Yes. I'm going to try Separate Ways. And then again, so this is my first time playing this in a very long time. So I've been dancing and singing, guys. Anyways.
I think you're going to nail it.
I appreciate
it. Don't get too down on yourself.
You're too optimistic.
I think you're going to listen back to this and you'll be like, why was it getting down?
I hope so.
I guess only time will tell. We'll have to give this one a listen first. It's Max of 5-1 with Separate Ways on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
Dang. I bet you don't hurt like me. She falls in another's arms tonight. City in silence, pretending it's all right. I wish she could see what I see, but she's lost in his eyes, confused. Wish it was still me and you. The last effect continued to haunt me. I wish I would. Please don't pretend like you don't know me. Please don't leave me alone. But why you try when I know it will all end this way? Goodbye. It's time for me to turn the page. I love you, but it just won't be the same. I want this chance to say. We go our separate ways. I wish this could be undone. I wish there was another way. I wish you would fall in my arms tonight and say, you would be the one I love all my life. One day it's only for you, my wife. Words unsaid left me stranded, leaving me here with my thoughts alone. Memories soon I'm lost in fading, but nothing is written so. Away. Goodbye. It's time for me to turn the page. I love you, but it just won't be the same. I want this chance to say it before we go our separate ways. We go our separate ways. I want this dream to say before we go out.
That's Max of 5-1 with Separate Ways. Again, nice bright sound on that one. In regards to the content for that song, anything big inspiration for writing on that?
I think I wrote that when I was about 18 years old. Me and my girlfriend at the time had broken up, and I was a sad little boy. I can't believe I'm breaking these out. Yeah, I mean, I enjoy it. It sounds more of like a good country song, I think. Maybe that's my calling. I don't know.
That might be the next chapter, I think. You don't know until you try, so it might be something to potentially dig into.
Next time I play it, yeah, I'm definitely throwing a little twang on it.
There's a good audience in the area, too. If you start rewriting these and breaking them out, you could probably go to a couple dive bars and maybe do a little cover of Tennessee Whiskey while you're there.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, that could be a good sign.
That'd be awesome.
We'll have a short little break. We'll get some more music from Max here in just a bit, so stick around. Thanks for hanging out with us.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at Crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
Support for Rock Hits 92.3's programming today is coming from Plan 9 Music, your headquarters for vinyl records, as well as CDs, DVDs, and cassettes. At Plan 9, you can find out how much your unwanted music and movies are worth in cash or store trade every day. They also make offers on audio gear, especially turntables, and even vintage merch. Plan 9 is in the Seminole Square Shopping Center, Charlottesville, and in Richmond's Carytown. Individual store hours and more are at plan9music.com.
Support for the station today is coming from Rapture Restaurant, serving playful southern cuisine made with locally sourced ingredients, along with approachable cocktails and local and craft brews. Also at Rapture, you'll find 6 Brunswick pool tables, live music every Tuesday, and karaoke every Wednesday. Rapture is at 303 East Main Street on the downtown mall, and is available for your private event, too. You can learn more at rapturerestaurant.com.
Welcome back to Live and Local. I'm your host, Eric Law, hanging out in the studio with Max of 5-1 or 51. Do you have a preference, 5-1, 51?
You know, I like it, you know, either or. It's cool like that, right? It's cool. It's super cool.
Yeah, yeah. As an odd aside, is that your favorite number?
I think that I've been bestowed that number back when maybe my father did it. That was like my baseball number and all that stuff. And that was supposed to be my first band's name. But nobody liked it, so, you know, now that I'm by myself.
Yeah, I've always been privy to 52.
52, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, the new 52? I don't know if you know any of that. Was that DC Comics or something? I don't know. Back in the, however long ago that was, the new 52 comics.
Uh-oh. I'm out of touch. Gonna have to do some comic research. One thing that I am kind of picking up on in some of the songs that we've gone through so far, a little bit of a reoccurring theme of some heartbreak or a little bit of some lovey-dovey lyricism. Feel like that's a big influence in a lot of your writing style? Or
yeah, I mean, unless you're writing about like dragons and, you know, knights and stuff like that. I mean, you get sad, you write a song. So I guess, yeah, I'm pretty sure every song that I'm going to do is all about a girl.
Do you feel like it's almost, in a way, writing is a form of therapeutic, you know, just a way to deal with the situation a little bit better?
Or? Oh, yeah, especially with that Separate Ways. I remember being so torn up that one summer, and I was just, ooh, and I brought it to my bandmate at the time. He's like, this is awesome. Yeah, I mean, I was just like, this is the greatest song ever. So, I mean, yeah, I guess definitely inspires you to...
Yeah, and teenage heartbreak. if you've gone through it, you know how much it hurts. You know, it's the first time it happens. You're like, oof, you know?
Yeah.
But it's a learning experience. And I guess good things like songs do come out of situations like that.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any other songs you might want to break out for us that are based off of some sad situations, potentially?
Yeah, since we're on the theme of me as a teenager going through all this, here's another one. This is called False and Divided.
All right, let's check it out. It's Max of 5-1 with False and Divided on Rock Hits 92.3, Live and Local.
Okay.
Yeah.
better, I swear. Once tonight, yeah, our strength will carry on now. The pain has subsided. I know there's something wrong now. I'm waking up, and I'm giving up on you. Can't live with this vacancy, abandoned from you. My world of insanity, we're blinded by faith in reality. Cause you don't know, you don't care, you just can't see. I'm better, I swear, once divided, our strengths will carry on now. The pain has subsided, nothing, know there's something wrong now. And I'm waking up, and I'm giving up on you. Don't break me down. We'll forget the past is real. Cause at the break of dawn, there's nothing left to feel. Cause every damn memory of you always brings me back to what we've been through. Oh, oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm lost, divided, lost, divided. It's strange to carry on now. The pain has wrong now, and I'm waking up, and I'm giving up on you.
That's Max of 5-1 with False and Divided on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. It's another good one. You wrote some good songs when you were younger, man.
I like to think so, but yeah, playing it now, holy cow. You get a little three chords and you're like, this is great. This is phenomenal. But I'm glad that y'all have forced me to go back into my catalog to to do something.
Yeah, revisiting the old stuff, you know, there's a reason that it's still in your brain. You know, it was worth holding on to.
Yeah, it's got a good little melody for a... Can we get off my teenage years?
Well, I guess I'll ask one more question. When did you start playing guitar?
Seriously, probably around like 12. I took lessons at Stacy's Music when I was like 7 and then didn't want to do it. Stopped and then picked up again and then didn't want to play. And my dad said, you have to learn the Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi, the beginning, and then you can stop.
I'll shout out Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi and Stacy's Music.
And Stacy's Music. I guess that's the origin story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can kind of see that leading into the Chris Stapleton a little bit, because Bon Jovi took that little bit of a turn.
Yeah, well,
that country style.
I've been thinking a lot about, because I would send off my songs to do like licensing and stuff like, and everybody kept saying, because most of my stuff's like more like heavy, or I would think it's pop. And they would send back and be like, it's too country for you. It's too country for us. I was like, what? I was like, maybe my mom used to make me listen to bluegrass back in the day. I was like, maybe that's where I'm getting these like melodies and stuff from. That's the origin story.
Banjo's next on the instrument list.
You know, why not? There was a song back in the day that had banjo on it, but what was it? Shep Stacy. He was the one who played it on it. Yeah.
Huh.
Good times.
Gotta love how small Charlottesville is. Well, we've got you in here, got your little six string ready to roll. Is there another song you might want to play?
I'm going to try to play it. I just put this out officially like 3 years ago. I put it out originally and then I just remastered it. This one's Dreaming.
All right. Max of 5-1 with Dreaming on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
Won't you wait a little longer? Another night could be fine. Just to breathe you in, taste what could never be mine. We could run away, we could take our time. could fly it, give us start a new life. Oh, baby, don't know. And baby, don't know I'm still here. I must be dreaming, dreaming of you. Well, I must be dreaming, dreaming of you. Cause I wanna be alone, fading to the unknown. But I must be dreaming, dreaming of you. Well, I must be out of my head, out of your mind. It's always the same flawed by design. Taking my faith and you know you're up. I don't know where to go from here, but I think you wouldn't know me if you brought me near. Baby, I don't know how to play your game. Well, I must be dreaming, dreaming of you. Well, I must be dreaming, dreaming of you. Cause I don't wanna be
got a little bit of a 90s vibe on the chorus for that one. Kind of feeling that.
90s, yeah. Maybe, yeah. Possibly. Is it?
Yeah. Well, that's what I was picking up, at least. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, I always hear, oh, this sounds like too much of a, like, on the record, it sounds like a 2009 pop song with the all the stuff. But, hey, I appreciate that. The 90s. I'm trying to picture it.
Got to know where you come from to see the origin there.
Yeah.
But it's just the way that the melody works with the chorus a little bit. I kind of feel that. But that's also something I guess you do see in some of the early 2000s pop music. But
boring chorus. Dreaming, especially on acoustic. Dreaming, dreaming. Lord of mercy.
Hey, it's enough to keep it in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you got another one that you might want to share with the audience.
I want to go back to being... I'll do another one from Teenage Max because those were written on acoustic. This one's Hush.
Hush?
Hush.
Just Hush.
Was it something different back in the day? I have no idea.
I don't know. You're the one that wrote it, man.
Yeah, it was Hush.
All right. It's Max of 5-1 with Hush on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
The faults we made, I still don't understand. You said that I was the one, but that's so unclear. You took the innocence away from me, and you still don't seem to care. We thought we had it all, holding one another, bracing for the fall. We thought we were so strong. That's all. Just don't be long. Hush now. hand behind your head. Kisses on your neck, the taste of your tongue, our bodies slipping in the sweat. The blink of an eye, time ticks by. Scream out mountain name and whisper I love you, but you don't feel the same.
That's Max of 5-1 with Hush here in the Rock Kids studio. That's another teenage one.
That was the revenge one. That was the you did me wrong, woman, you know?
It does have a little bit of an edge to it. And yeah. And I noticed you do a little bit of changing with your tuning. What is that in?
Oh, that's just a just drop D. But that was the first song that I did the inverted chords and all that. I was like, oh, what is this? So I feel like it was a very chilly. I was in the Chili Peppers a lot, and I was... This one's going to be re-recorded here soon. But yeah, it has a very Peppers vibe to it.
I can only imagine some bass underneath that just like ripping.
You have no idea.
Well, I definitely look forward to it. For bass, are you going to be tracking that yourself? Or
yeah, for most of like the catalog, I don't know what all y'all have here. But yeah, all of it I've been doing going to... Well, I've been doing like guitar and bass. I'll just like DI. And then go to Richmond and track drums. Got my boy I went to school with. He's like a assistant there. So I get to do it for pretty cheap. Nice.
So you get to go in and you do the drum tracking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Versatile. So you get to do pretty much the whole process outside of engineering it. I can't engineer
worth a crap. No, holy cow. But yeah, the drums, I mean, it's nice this way, but man, it does it take time. And then, you know, just like I'm out of practice with guitar and then trying to record that stuff to a click, holy cow, there's so many holes in my wall right now.
Well, how long have you been playing drums for? When did you pick those up?
My uncle gave me a set back when I was like 13 or 14, and then didn't know really what to do with that. And then I started playing that Rock Band, the video game, and they had the little things, and that's how I learned how to play. I was like, yo, that's so sick. They had like the little cymbals and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go down there with like not even with the game, just like on a dead set, and just try to play like Skillet or Avenged Sevenfold. I mean, couldn't play Avenged Sevenfold, but
breaking out some Dragon Force.
Yeah, some Dragon Force at 13 years old. Yeah.
That's one way to learn. You know, I feel like maybe Gen Z could use a little bit of Rock Band nowadays. Might get a couple more people playing some music.
Some actual instruments.
Yeah. Not to sound like a cranky millennial or a boomer.
Oh, dude, I am cranky about it.
Yeah, get more kids out there playing music. Hey, if you're listening to this interview right now and you're, you know, thinking about starting a band, do it. I mean, to quote Shia LaBeouf, just do it.
Just do it. Absolutely, yeah. I'm getting tired of... I've gone to so many... Like, actually, I've gone to 2 DJ festivals, and even the DJs are going, you could learn this in, like, 3 hours. He's like, this is the easiest job or whatever, and he's like, just press a button or whatever. I mean, I know they do more than that, but I was like, what? And going, seeing all that. I'm going to the Blue Ridge Rock... Is it Blue Ridge Rock Festival?
Yeah, coming up next week.
Yeah, this is my first time ever going to... I've seen probably like 2 actual like rock bands. First concert ever was Big Time Rush, opened by Hotshot Ray. And then I think I went and saw Steel Panther. But this like first actual festival, I cannot wait for it. I'm sick of the DJs and stuff. Sorry, it's kind of cool for the first 2 songs, but yeah.
Hey, well, we'll probably see you there.
Amen. Amen.
Well, we'll circle back on a couple of things. Going to take a short break. We'll have some catalog tracks coming up, so keep it here. More music on the way.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
For years, we've been telling you that Telegraph Art and Comics is your portal to the world of comics and graphic novels in Charlottesville. Now Telegraph has a new name. It's Hello Comics. You'll still find the same staff, management, and inventory at both locations. 211 West Main on the downtown mall and in Seminole Square Shopping Center on 29 North. Now with a new name. Telegraph Art and Comics is now Hello Comics. Still with the same posters, games, action figures, toys, and new comics every Wednesday. Hello Comics supports Rock Hits 92.3.
Here at Rock Hits 92.3 today, we're receiving support from HB Legends, now in the old B&W Auto Body location at 1982 Snow Point Lane off Avon Street Extended, next to Snow's Garden Center. HB Legends' 7,000 square foot facility and team of professionals are there to get your ride back on the road as soon as possible. You can find HB Legends on Facebook and in their new location, that's just off Avon Street Extended, next to Snow's Garden Center. That's HB Legends.
Welcome back to Live and Local. I'm your host, Eric Law, hanging out in the studio with Max of 5-1 and getting to the part of the show where we break out some of your catalog tracks. You can give us a nice little taste of how things from the studio sound versus the acoustic songs earlier in the show. Are there any tunes that you'd want to break out while we've got you from the catalog?
Yeah, we can do Passion and Egos, maybe.
Okay.
This one was just came out December, I think. So this is a newer one. So
it's a catchy one, I'll admit.
Thank you so much.
Well, let's let the audience be the judge on this one. It's the 5-1.
5-1, 51, like 311, you know?
Okay. Yeah, it's 51. It's 5-1 with Passion and Egos on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
Nothing between us, I know that anything goes. Ain't it so familiar? Me bowing before your feet. Let it set the night to quench my thirst for you, cause you're all that I need, baby. The way we keep pretending is a waste of time. My time with you, I press rewind.
That's 5-1 with Passion and Egos here on Rock Hits, and that's a little different than the original, right?
Yeah, I think there's a little more time in it. The original one, I wasn't happy. This one's got a little more nuts to it, if I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah, like peanuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit more oomph, always good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear that a little bit. And I think we might have a little time where we can squeeze in another catalog track. Is there another one that you'd want to share while we've got you?
Oh, yes. We could do Cookie Jar. This one recorded completely in the studio. This has more, I was trying to go for like Jane's Addiction type of vibe mixed with like peppers and high vocals. I don't know. It's one of my favorites.
Hey, it sounds like a good time. Well, it's 5-1 with Cookie Jar on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
Your friends ain't absolutely perfect.
It's Max of the 5-1 with Cookie Jar on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. Yeah, I can definitely hear that influence after giving that one a listen.
Appreciate it.
I think we're probably at a point where we don't have too much more time for any catalog tracks, but we are getting to the part of the show where if you want to shine the local spotlight on some of your, you know, local favorites or somebody you want to give a shout out to or something you might have been a part of, anything you might want to share with the audience.
I mean, if they're still a band, I hope they are. Can we roll with the Valix?
Oh, we can always roll with the Valix, whether or not they're playing.
Oh, my goodness.
We will always love the Valix here at Rock Hits.
Yeah, what's the song? The Line, I think.
Oh, that's a good one.
That one's phenomenal. My boy showed me that, and I was like, whoa, I need to be a part of this. I was never a part of it.
As an aside, I think Rob is putting out another comic. But
is he?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Shout out, Rob, if you're listening. And cool music. Keep making cool music, man. Cool music like this. It's the Valix with the Line on Rock Hits 92.3. That's the Valix with the line here on Rock Hits. You're listening to Live and Local. I'm Eric Law, hanging out with Max of 5-1. And think we can squeeze in one more local track. Is there one you'd want to break out?
Yeah. I promised myself I wouldn't do this, but I'm going to because I played on it. You got the Barons, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
You got Yard Sale.
You gotta love that shameless self-promotion, man. That's the music industry in a nutshell.
Like, I did this, but with probably a lot of editing on the drums. But yeah, I'd like to listen a little bit of that.
Hey, let's share that multi-instrumentalist skill that you got. It's the Barons with Yard Sale on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local.
What you need, oh, and you're paid to eat, so moving for food, gotta catch a fine. No bull, got the ticket for a ride. She'll pull out your seat, though, she'll knock out your teeth, so you'll play emotions for fun. I start to bleed when you're done. Don't come around. Needed. Pull me away from the grim and the lies. Pull me away, come and save my life. So I'll start to heal ya. Then you'll learn to feel ya. I'll play emotions for fun. You'll start to bleed when I'm done.
That's the Barons with Yard Sale here on Rock Hits. We're wrapping up live and local. Max, want to thank you for coming on out, man. Where can people, you know, find your music? How can they support you, give you money so you can make more music? How can they do that?
You can follow me on Instagram at TheMax51, but two X's, of course. And then you can check out my Spotify or Apple Music. You can go to just 51. If you can't find it, just type in 51 Ballet Drunk and you'll find me.
That's an interesting one.
Well, that's one of the songs, and I can't ever find myself. I'm like, well, I want to jam out. But yeah, and then you just type in Ballet Drunk, and then there I am.
And do you also have a SoundCloud?
I do. It should be 51. I think I might be getting rid of that, though. So, but yeah, if you want to check it out, might as well.
If you catch it before he deletes it, then give it a listen. Well, Max, I really appreciate you coming in, man. I know it's always a little anxiety-inducing, yeah. But you nailed it. You did some good music, and I really appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me.
Once you get some new music put together, just keep us posted. Happy to get you on the air, and if you want to bring the band in sometime, we'll rock out.
All right, thank you.
We'll be back next month with another episode of Live and Local. We've got the Mums coming into the studio. You can stick around for Search and Destroy. Mark the Shark has got some punk, hardcore, maybe a little scoff. So stick around and you can rock out to that in just a bit.
You've been listening to Live and Local with Eric Law, brought to you by Crutchfield, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at Crutchfield.com. If your band would like to appear on the show, contact us through the link at 923xrk.org or on our Facebook page.